USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We need to battle darkness with light. No matter how dark the world is, we need to think of light. A little bit of light pushes away a lot of darkness. A lot of light will push away much more.
Rabbi Yisroel Goldstein, with blue bandages covering his hands after being shot, told a crowd in Poway, California, what he saw when a gunman entered his synagogue on Saturday, killing 60-year-old Lori Kay and injuring him and two others.
Here is a young man standing with a rifle, pointing right at me. And I look at him. He had sunglasses on. I couldn't see his eyes. I couldn't see his soul.
19-year-old John Ernest faces first-degree murder and other charges. Police are investigating whether he's connected to an arson attack at a mosque in nearby Escondido last month. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare. And it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
A nominee for the Fed remains optimistic. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Trump's planned nominee for the Federal Reserve Board, Stephen Moore, tells ABC's This Week he thinks he will be awarded the nomination.
I think that I'm going to make it through this process. And, we have one other person he has to put on that board. And my whole thing is we can grow this economy at 4%. We can have no inflation and high employment. And that's good for every segment of our population.
Just northeast of Nashville, police are investigating whether a suspect captured after a manhunt knew any of the seven people whose bodies were found in two homes in rural Tennessee.
We presently have a suspect in custody. His name is Michael Cummins. He was the subject of a pretty intense manhunt that went on for several hours here in Sumner County, Tennessee.
That's Josh Devine of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. Cummins was shot and wounded by police. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Senate will tackle President Trump's veto of legislation cutting off U.S. support for the Saudi-led war in Yemen. The veto override on the resolution is expected by the end of the week. Both houses of Congress passed the resolution earlier this month that requires the president to withdraw any U.S. troops in or affecting Yemen within 30 days, unless those troops are fighting al-Qaeda. Saudi Arabia has become a growing cause of divide between the president and Congress, following the murder last fall of Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi. He was a U.S. resident and vocal critic of the Saudi government. Because the Senate voted first on the resolution, any override attempt will start in that chamber. But neither the House nor the Senate are expected to have enough votes to overcome the president's veto. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says former Vice President Joe Biden would be a strong candidate if the Democrats nominate him to run for president next year. When it comes to age, President Trump says he's 72 and vibrant. Biden is 4 years older.
I think President Trump is very vibrant, and I know Joe Biden. If you travel with Joe Biden, you won't think he's too old. Here's the problem for Joe. Does he fit into the Democratic Party of 2020? I don't know.
Graham was on CBS's Face the Nation. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.